becoming a threat over Alaska. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The White House says a U.S. military F-22 today shot down a flying object of unknown origin, flying 40,000 feet over Alaskan airspace.
The debris is sitting on frozen water in the Arctic right now. The object was much smaller than previous spy craft, Kirby said, roughly the size of a small car. It had no significant payload. The object was shot down over Alaska because it was deemed, quote, a safety of flight issue, because at 40,000 feet, you have civilian airliners flying at that altitude. The object did not appear to maneuver like the Chinese spy craft that was shot down last Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. The object was first discovered last night and shot down over northern Alaska near the border with Canada.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. The FBI has discovered an additional document with classified markings at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. Today's FBI search followed the discovery by his lawyers last month of sensitive government documents there. AP reports lawyers for former President Trump have in recent months turned over additional documents with classified markings, as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide. President Biden hosted Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva at the White House today. He spoke about the relationship between the U.S. and Brazil.
Our strong ties between our people make Brazil and the United States, especially here and the big global challenges, they put us on the same page, particularly, especially the climate crisis.
Brazil's president promising to have no deforestation in the Amazon rainforest until at least 2030. President Biden will visit Poland from the 20th to the 22nd of this month, ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The White House says the president will meet with his Polish counterpart, along with leaders of other nations making up NATO's eastern flank. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The closure of a border checkpoint in Europe could put refugees at risk.
It was last year when tens of thousands of immigrants tried to cross into Poland from Belarus. Today, Poland is shutting down one of its border checkpoints with neighboring Belarus, citing security concerns. Minsk today argues that the move is irrational and dangerous. Poland has become a major refuge for Ukrainian asylum seekers fleeing Russia's invasion. Belarus, an ally of Russia, says that the border checkpoint closure today is catastrophic, only worsening relations between the two countries. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
A new college party drinking trend is sparking concern among some health professionals and parents.
Getting bad around Boston and being spread by TikTok, the drink called Borg, which stands for Blackout Rage Gallon, mixing vodka, caffeine, powdered electrolytes, and water. College legend has it, it's a way to pace your drinking, stay hydrated, and prevent a hangover. But it comes in a gallon jug. Tufts Emergency Room Dr. Gus Colangelo tells Boston 25, if you take a fifth of vodka, which is about 16 shots, and pour that into a half gallon of water with some electrolytes, it doesn't absolve the fact that you're still drinking 16 shots of vodka. Dr. Colangelo notes the majority of ER patients in downtown Boston on a weekend night have some sort of complication from binge drinking. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
India's government-run Animal Welfare Department has appealed to citizens to mark Valentine's Day this year not as a celebration of romance, but as Cow Hug Day to better promote Hindu values. Devout Hindus who worship cows as holy say the Western holiday goes against traditional Indian values. In recent years, Hindu hardliners have raided shops in Indian cities, burned cards and gifts, and chased hand-holding couples out of restaurants and parks, saying that Valentine's Day promotes promiscuity. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.